In the city of Nottingham, close to the famous castle, stands a statue of Robin Hood drawing his bow. Tourists come from all over the world to take a selfie with this iconic figure. The information we have about Robin Hood comes almost exclusively from literary sources, however. Portrayals of the character have changed over the centuries, and although he hasn't always been considered the hero we see him as today, Robin Hood still exerts a strong fascination over hearts and minds. Speak Up talked with Sophie Milne, communications executive at Nottinghamshire Tourism Office, to ask her why this might be so.
He definitely is a very fascinating figure. He has captured people's hearts for over seven centuries now. And I think part of that is because it is a very exciting story or series of stories. There's a lot of drama there, a lot of adventure. You can imagine Robin Hood running through the forest with his merry men, getting up to all sorts of exciting things. So certainly that part of it has made it a very exciting story that people are engaged with. But I would also say it's because of what Robin Hood symbolises. And actually, Robin Hood can mean very different things to different people. So, for example, we can say that he's a rebel. He stands up for what he believes in, and he does whatever it takes to make the world a better place. He fights injustice and oppression. And those are themes that we can really empathise with.
We then asked Milne whether it was possible that he was a real historical figure.
Historians haven't got a definitive answer on this. We don't really know whether he was real or not. There are lots and lots of references to Robin Hood or somebody called Robin Hood or a name similar to Robin Hood over the past nine centuries now. There have started to be references. But this figure has changed over the centuries so much that I don't think we'll ever know whether he was a real person or not.
So, if he wasn't a real person, what might have generated a myth like this?
The thing about Robin Hood is that he changes so much throughout the centuries, and you can see how this legend is changing to appeal to the audiences of that time. So you see different versions of Robin Hood, like, for example, you can see quite violent versions of Robin Hood. He would kill people for almost no reason, which is not really the hero that we kind of know and love today. There's different references to him being a common person. Sometimes he's seen as a noble, like quite a rich person. He's changed over the centuries to appeal to the people at that time.
There have been many films about Robin Hood, and Milne suggests why.
He just embodies so many different themes and concepts because lots of these films that have been made about Robin Hood are very different. We have some that are quite dark and a bit gory almost, and then we have like the Disney version for children, all sorts of different versions in recent history that have a very different approach and different take because there's so much that you can do with this story.
And today, Robin Hood is considered a hero by many people.
I think it's important to say that Robin Hood, particularly the version that we see today, I think he is a hero. I think, obviously, there are versions in the past which are not quite so heroic, but fundamentally, I think it's those core values that Robin Hood embodies. It's standing up against oppression, standing up for what you believe in, changing the world to make it a better place,